B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
5 o'clock hour, Mike Missinelli Show. 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. They've extended their big summer sales event through August, where you'll get 40% off all windows and doors. Just call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. All right, let's get back to the phones. Jay in Norristown. What's up, Jay?
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good. I just wanted to make a quick point. I know earlier you said, you know, we forgave Michael Vick and, you know, whatever. Just to touch on that real quick, I think the difference is when Michael Vick came back into the league, he had done something wrong and he took accountability for that. He was like, okay, I did something wrong. And he had Tony Dungy behind him. He had Andy Reid ready to give him a second chance. That Jeffrey Lurie read a chance on him. I think the difference with Kaepernick and why my mind goes to, you know, there has to be something more than just his strong opinion and his political stances, and why I think, you know, he probably really did lose a step, and that's why these teams aren't going after him, is for that reason.
Well, how did he lose a step? Tell me how he lost a step.
I don't know.
Look at his numbers last year he played. Where did he lose a step?
Okay, well, if that's your logic, Mike, then do we have to take a look at Tebow? Do we have to take a look at
Tebow has no ability. Kaepernick has ability. A guy that almost went to the Super Bowl has ability.
Okay, well, Tebow, you might as well say he almost went to the Super Bowl, right? He's got a playoff win.
Your argument's ridiculous, so whatever.
No, come on, Mike. How is it ridiculous?
Come on, it's ridiculous because Tebow doesn't have the ability Kaepernick has, or Tebow would be in a league.
Right, you're talking about the past. Where is he now? He hasn't even sniffed the field in 2 years.
Okay, he hasn't sniffed the field for a reason. It's obvious. He doesn't sniff the field because he's not good enough? With all the dreck that plays quarterback in this league, you tell me Kaepernick isn't good enough to play in the league after being a starter for so many years? Come on, stop it. It's foolish.
That's where my mind goes.
Well, that's foolish. Your mind is foolish.
No, so the political... Then that's like saying Tebow is out because he took a knee and prayed.
Stop with Tebow. You're boring me now. Let's go, Joseph and Ben Salem. Joseph, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joseph.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
What's up, Joe?
I'm not doing too good today, and I'll tell you why.
Go ahead.
So, last night, I'll tell you what. Most of the callers on this station probably didn't listen or watch a lick of that game last night, but I watched every minute of it, and I'll tell you why I'm fired up. I think Nate Sudfeld sinks, but I think we got a real potential starting quarterback in Cody Kessler.
Is this a joke call?
This is not a joke call at all. I think that if he can play well in the preseason, you got to consider him for week one as starting against the Redskins.
Yeah, Joseph, go pound sand, will you? I don't have time to fool with idiots.
It got 5 o'clock quick. it got 5 o'clock.
Wait, are you trying to get... What are you thinking? What is it? I just, come down from Earth? This is my first day doing sports talk radio. You're going to try to get crap like that by me? Come on, man. Blake in Douglasville. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Blake.
How you doing, Mike?
What's up, Blake?
Guys?
Come on. Bring it, Blake. First call in 5 o'clock hour, it brings it. Let's go.
I'll try to, man. That last call kind of cracked me up a little bit. But anyways, I did watch the game last night and everything, and all that I'm saying is that I'm really glad that it's only preseason, because if we had to go with that team the rest of the year, I think we'd be in big trouble.
they played backups. I mean, what did you expect to see last night?
I know they did. No, I know they did. But, I was thinking with, the whole quarterback situation. I mean, I know he really hasn't had, the best numbers throughout his career and everything, but he does have at least the playoff experience and even Super Bowl experience. And as far as I understand, I think he does have a ring. How do you feel about possibly bringing in Brock Osweiler for a backup?
He's had so many chances in this league. He hasn't impressed anybody. So I mean, I don't know. I mean, he would do in a pinch, I guess.
That we have out there right now. So
Is he better? I mean, I don't know. Would I be against it? Nah, I guess not. I mean, I'd rather have Brock Osweiler than Clayton Thorson if he has
he's
to play.
Better than Thorson, or even better than Cody Kessler, though, too. So, I mean, that's why.
Well, is he better than Cody Kessler? He certainly hasn't proven it. They're about the same. Where's Brock Osweiler proving that he's a good quarterback?
Well, I mean, like I said, he really hasn't had the best numbers throughout his career. But I mean,
well, what does that tell you?
More experience, I think, through it than Cody Kessler does.
Hey, marginal, Blake. I got to be honest with you. That's a flip of a coin.
I get it. I understand.
All right, Brock Osweiler, it must be a Arizona State fan. Is that where you went? Is he an ASU guy or an Arizona guy, Osweiler? I think Arizona State.
I thought it was Arizona State. That guy,
Pac-12 quarterback.
Yeah, he can't.
Best quarterback in the history of the Pac-12. Nick Foles?
No, Carson Palmer's better than Nick Foles.
All right, Carson Palmer.
He got 46,000 yards.
Carson Palmer won.
But the best one, it's eight.
What?
UCLA.
Yeah, he's transferred.
But I mean, he finished there, so he counts. He doesn't count in Oklahoma because he left there.
Okay.
So it's Aikman, right. I think.
Okay, let's go to Donald and Chester. Donald, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Donald?
Oh, I'm all right, Mike. How you doing? Listen, I think I like the fact that you brought up Cap there, and it's unfortunate because really I believe that Cap is the only candidate that probably would fit Peterson's offense because of his mobility. You know, most quarterbacks in the West Coast offense, most of them, you know, are very mobile and they can move the pocket. So.
Well, the difference between mobility and breaking outside the pocket and running, I don't think that's
Doug
Peterson. I don't think that's Doug Peterson's offense. I don't think he wants quarterbacks to get out there and run.
No, but they need to be able to move and to keep plays extended. I mean, I'm looking at the history and the track record of most of them. I mean, there are some that have been stationary that was able to read the defense, but most of them have been able to, you know, to get out of trouble and to extend. So, you know, I just think it is kind of tough, you know, because I don't really see anybody too much out there. I mean, I give Clay Thorson the benefit of the doubt. This is his first year, you know, and he's learning the offense. The West Coast, any form of the West Coast is not something that most people learn quickly.
Right.
It takes them a while, just Steve Young said it takes a while just to get comfortable in it. So, you know, besides that,
It's not really a West Coast offense, though. It's not really, you know, that kind of an offense.
It's a branch of it.
A little bit of a branch.
I mean, it's not
a little more conventional than West Coast.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, that's my thing on it, but. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, you got it, bud. The best quarterback in the history of the Pac-12 is Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and he's another guy who transferred to Cal, but he counts.
Did he transfer to Cal?
I think he was JUCO.
Oh, he's a JUCO guy?
Went to Cal, yeah.
Look at the quarterbacks Oregon has produced. All highly talented and yet all flops.
But you know what's weird about that is they weren't really on the radar until kind of recently. The one coach before Chip, then Chip, and then since, and that's why. Their history isn't there yet.
Poster child for Oregon flops, Joey Harrington.
Yeah, first round pick. He was like
Achilles Smith.
He was Oregon?
Yep.
Another guy couldn't play a lick.
Yep. Who's Oregon State? Anybody?
Now, there's been some Oregon State guys.
USC, Arizona State, Oregon, UCLA, Cal. Who am I missing?
But where'd Aikman go?
Washington. Aikman went to UCLA.
No, I'm talking about Elway, I mean.
Elway went to Stanford. Oh, that's right, Stanford.
So it's Elway.
Oh, it's Elway Rodgers.
Yeah.
I forgot about Stanford. How could I forget about Stanford? There's always a quarterback that Stanford produces that's not good. They're never any good.
Well, they had Luck.
Luck.
Yeah. They got him and Luck.
Elway Rodgers, Luck. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's go Dallas and Philly. Dallas, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dallas.
What up, my guy?
What's going on, Dallas?
I wanted to talk to you about the two guys getting hit, especially in those back-to-back plays. To me, it looked kind of like they was targeting them. But before I get to that, I wanted to say real quick on Cat, I'm out on Cat. It has nothing to do with the kneeling down. I actually appreciated that as a black man. Mm-hmm. But it has nothing to do with lack of, I think he can't play or anything. My only thing with Cat is I feel like backup quarterbacks are better seen and not heard. And I feel like if we brought Cap in it would be like every game they're going to his locker just for comics and stuff. Like, that's a distraction. I feel like, yeah, we don't need that. I don't want any part of that.
Listen, that's fair. I look at the ability of the team, and if Cody Kessler gets hurt, then what do you got? What do you have as a backup?
I do think we should bring somebody in. I just not.
Wait, really, but who would be better? Like, you know, I'm okay with a McCown or veteran guy, but there aren't many guys out there that are appreciably that much better than Kaepernick to bring in.
Right. Right. No, I'm not, like, again, like, it's not about his ability or nothing. I just feel like it would be a distraction. But, yeah, I'll be fine with McCown or, you know, yeah, I'll be fine with McCown.
Okay.
But I wanted to ask you about these two plays. So when when the subfield got hurt and then the play after when Cody got a little bit banged up.
Mm-hmm.
To me, both plays were super late. Had like three guys jump on top of the quarterback late. And I don't know, to me, it just looked like they were targeting him. Like, do you think they had like a little bounty bowl going on or something?
Well, listen, these guys are trying to get the attention of their coaches. So the first one wasn't a dirty hit. The first one was just late.
The
other guy looked like he got Kessler under the chin, which could have been called a targeting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, you know, these guys are out there trying to make a play. What's that?
I was saying, you don't think they were trying to hurt nobody? Just
I just think they're overzealous trying to make a play.
All right. Well,
yeah, it's preseason. They have to impress coaches in preseason.
That is true. One other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get some Fantasy Fest tickets? I'm trying to slap.
Man. You can't be asking. You know? Can't ask for tickets.
I would say no.
Yeah, you're talking about slapboxing me.
Slapboxing you?
What, you want to get taken out by security?
Is that what, like, he said?
Yeah, because he'd lose the slap fight.
My personal security
would handle it. And then the Xfinity Live security.
You bring your brother?
Yes, he'd have three beatings. Why would you want to take three beatings in one Saturday? That seems silly. He'd lose to me, lose to my brother, and lose to Xfinity Live.
Your brother's only, right now, 325?
So, I mean, he got to rethink that. It's best if he stays
personal
home.
Personal security. Retired at his own personal security. I got guts.
You should ask for one.
I didn't hire him. He's coming.
I know. I don't have a 325-pound brother.
Well, he'll keep
I walk around
he'll
with Ty's.
He'll be with both of us a lot.
Yeah, walk around with Ty's brother, too.
Yeah,
we'll
be all right.
Oh, you know who forgot? Warren Moon.
Oh, yeah.
Warren Moon went to Washington. Drew Bledsoe went to Washington State.
Yeah, big numbers, though. That's these.
Yeah, he did.
Big numbers in that conference. They might be the best conference.
No, that's where it ends. It ends. Elway, Rodgers, Luck, Bledsoe, Moon. Or, you know, Moon's probably, you know, he's in the Hall of Fame. So he's,
A Hall of Fame.
Elway, Moon, Rodgers, Luck.
Bledsoe.
That's it. Oh, no. Dan Fouts.
See what I mean?
All right, that's not a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Elway, Moon, Fouts, Rodgers, Luck.
All right, let's go over your personal top five quarterbacks, and we can pick the school and work off of that. Your number one is Brady.
Yes.
So that's Big Ten.
Big Ten.
Your number two was Montana. That's their independence.
Montana, Notre Dame, yeah. Elway.
Pac-12. You had Breeze up there. That's Big Ten.
Favre.
No big conference.
Two Big Tens in the top five. One Pac-12. This is who the top quarterbacks are in the Pac-12. We already gave you five of them, right?
Yeah.
Six would be, you got Schleppers at this. After that, you got Schleppers. Cade McNown.
Oh well,
played at UCLA.
No. You got to put Carson Palmer.
Mariota
46,000 yards.
Played at Oregon. Akili Smith played at Oregon. Mariota's on his way out.
Yeah, he
might not even be a starter.
Yeah, he may not be.
Rodney Pete.
Yeah,
That's it.
Like, I think
the list drops as soon as you get to the top five.
No, I think we're going to.
It does.
A caller's going to call up with a guy we're forgetting.
There's no guy you're forgetting. Nobody forget. You're forgetting.
None of those West Coast guys.
No.
All right.
I just gave you the top guys. And they're significant top guys.
You know, they're Hall of Fame.
Elway Hall of Fame.
Moon
Hall of Fame. Rodgers going to be Hall of Fame. We love, who is the other one? Fouts
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame. So
Luck may be on his way to the Hall of Fame based on his numbers
so far. Five Hall of Fame quarterbacks, and then that's it. And then you got Schmo.
And Mike Gotti has been jumping in. He had the Drew Bledsoe. All right.
That's
I'm just worried about missing out on some
Bledsoe
guys.
Bledsoe is the next best.
Oh, Jim Plunkett.
Stanford.
Nah, not a Hall of Famer.
No, he's not.
All right, let's go to Ian in media. Ian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ian.
Hey, how are you doing?
What's going on, Ian?
Not much. I'll give you an option for a possible trade.
Mm-hmm.
How about we, for a third or fourth round pick, we trade for Tannehill?
Yeah, Tannehill may win that job, so they're not going to trade Tannehill. Tannehill's a really good backup. They wouldn't trade you, Tannehill. Even if he doesn't start, he's a good backup. Mariota always gets hurt.
Well, they're saying that he might be back by week six anyway.
Yeah, so he'll be back by week four, the way it looks. I'm being overly cautious because when surgery is involved, you never know how long it's going to be.
True. Then there's one other name that I kind of like because it makes sense. It is a little bit of a stretch with because this is more of a chemistry thing. Is with having Tebow there, it made sense over
who?
Having who in there?
Tebow, because of the whole Bible study thing, it will help them bond.
Come on, man. Why are we doing this with Tebow? He's switched sports. Like, he's not looking for an NFL job. He knows he can't play in the NFL.
But it was
kind of
in my heart.
You're cutting out, and that's a good thing.
He's literally in the Mets minor league system batting like 210.
Yeah, he football's now an afterthought for Tim Tebow. And enough with this, he's going to get chemistry. What?
Chip brought him in. Belichick brought him in. He can't play. Chip brought, he got opportunity. If Kaepernick comes in and he gets beaten out by Thorson, so be it in that scenario. That's what happened to Tebow, two different places. And the Jets, three different places. The Jets tried it. The Eagles tried it. The Patriots tried it. He failed all three spots. He can't play.
You know, for every good Pac-12 quarterback you can give me, I can give you a counter.
You hate that conference. But you could probably do the same thing for the Big Ten, though, and other conferences.
Probably, but especially, who's the ultimate counter for the Big 12? Pac-12. Ryan Leaf.
Yeah.
Joey Harrington.
Second pick in the draft. One guy's right. The third pick in the draft.
Right.
Like, these are really high picks.
Right. I give you a counter for everyone you give
me. And Mariota, who's on his way out, second pick in the draft.
I forgot, this guy just came into my head. Jake Plummer.
There you go. Jake the Snake's a nice quarterback. Had a nice career.
He had a nice
career.
All right.
Not as good as Bledsoe, but not a bust.
Soft-ass conference. Mark in Roxborough. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mark.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, Mark?
Hey, I got a trade potential I want to throw out there. Mm-hmm. What are the thoughts about maybe Howie going after, like, a Fitzpatrick down in Miami? I mean, they got the young kid down there. They might as well give him a shot. I mean, when was the last time they had
with Rosen down there, you want to have a veteran backup. And, you know, the plan is you start the veteran and Rosen eventually takes over. So I think they would be happy having Fitzpatrick down there. But it's worth, you know, it's a good name. He's like the ultimate backup, Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I mean,
it would cost you a little bit of a price. Right now, he's a starting quarterback. So, you know, I don't know how much you would have to pay to get him. But I don't know. I think there are other guys that would be less expensive.
Yeah, I get it. It was just a thought I had to throw out there. And like you said, you never know what's going to happen when you have a surgery with, you know, his wrist or whatever. But
yeah.
So what's it like? The timetable to come back from that surgery, because it's on not his.
They say 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Yeah.
That's worth it. Just thought I'd figure it out, throw it out there with a shot.
Yeah. 6 weeks would not, you know, the theory is, well, Wentz can stay healthy for the first three games, but then, you know, then you have your backup back who won't have to play anyway. But surgery is involved, so you never know. Could be 5 weeks, could be 6 weeks of the season. Ron in Lehigh Valley. What's up, Ron?
Hey, Mikey.
How you been?
Been good.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully your summer's good. On Gabe Kapler.
Yes.
His failure with the team, Mikey, is that he doesn't know how to throw a changeup. His only pitch is stay positive, encourage the players, pat them on the back, right?
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
That's his methodology.
Have you ever heard Gabe crack a joke?
No.
Well, he needs to think out of the box, out of his head. Namely, for instance, begin a daily team meeting with a joke. Like, for instance, hey, guys, did you know a filly is a girl horse and you're playing like girls? You can't pitch and you can't hit. Sorry, Natalie, no offense to the distaff players, but he needs to start thinking differently. And just imagine if Reese Hoskins goes up to the plate with a smile on his face because Gabe Kapler cracked the joke and he knocks it out of the park. He's got to help these guys think differently.
So you want a guy who's harder on the players but also jokes with them?
Well, I wanted to do something different.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Listen, his managerial hero is Terry Francona, who was a very pro-player manager. Now, the problem is he was a pro-player manager and he had great players. Like, when he became a manager is when he had great players, right? So, Gabe doesn't have great players. So, maybe you're right.
Well, yeah,
he needs to change up. But he can't be somebody he's not. He this is what he is. So, you either ride with him or you fire him.
Well, yeah, maybe fire him. And one last point. Like, mm-hmm. I just saw, you know, because I'm up in the Lehigh Valley. I just saw the other Mikey. Mikey Franco. And, he's not doing anything different. He's got these curls and locks that are going over the place, all over his head. I mean, come on, Mikey.
Who cares about his hair, man? I wonder if it's a little too long. He needs to trim. I kind of like it. I always like a dread look. It might be a little long at this point. But other than that, you know, he'll hit in AAA. He'll mash those pitchers down there. So he'll come up. 610-632-0975. Mark Brunell.
Oh,
Washington, right?
Oh, real fast. Can you please repeat Troy Aikman so I stop getting tweets? People saying, you didn't say Troy Aikman.
I said Troy Aikman.
I know you said Troy Aikman.
It's Elway, Moon, Fouts, Rogers, Luck, no. Aikman. Oh, Aikman's
ahead of
Aikman
Luck.
Ahead of Rogers, probably. Aikman, Rogers, Luck. And then...
you guys still got Dan Fouts.
Dan is shoot.
I said Fouts.
I said Elway, Moon, Fouts.
Aikman,
Rogers, Luck. That's six.
There's six. And then Drew Bledsoe.
Bledsoe, seven?
Yeah.
All right.
And then Plummer, Jake the Snake.
No, Mark Brunell probably better than Jake the Snake.
It lasted long. All right.
Dan Fouts. I mean, Nick Foles.
Yeah, he won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's got to be on that list.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. Mike Missinelli Show right here, 97.5 Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's time for the final Twitter poll numbers brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons, the landscapers. New equipment, or if you're looking to repower equipment, Moyer has the best deals around for engine replacements. They have them in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie.
Final trumpets today. Mike, over 1,200 votes on this one. Should the Eagles bring in another quarterback? 65% say yes, 35% say no.
All righty. Thank you very much. All right, this is the end of this Pac-12 question because I just got the definitive top 10.
All right.
Elway, Moon, Fouts, Aikman, Rogers. Luck, Bledsoe, Palmer, Plunkett, Plummer.
Is Chris Chandler better than any of those guys?
No.
He had almost 29,000 yards from Washington.
Plummer had 29,253 in the NFL.
All right, so he edges Chandler by just a few yards. All right.
Plummer was at least a starter. Chris Chandler, was he ever a starter?
He started a Super Bowl.
He did?
For Falcons.
How many years did he start in the league?
It's enough to get 29,000 yards. That's got to start. You got to get dude as a backup.
All right, whatever. The bottom five are mediocre. Todd in Fogelsville. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Todd.
Hey, I wrote a couple things down. But before I ask you guys or give you my questions / comments, I'm a Green Bay fan number one, but I'm an Eagles fan 1B. And I listen to your show all the time for your content.
That's a violation.
I don't think so. I listen for your content, and I love your favorite, like, top 10 villain things. I love that.
You're Packers and Eagles fan?
Well, I'm Green Bay number one, Eagles fan number two.
And what's your connection to Green Bay?
Green Bay. Okay. My connection to Green Bay. I knew you were going to ask me this. Okay. In 1970... my dad got me a Green Bay helmet because I was 5 years old for Christmas, and he got me the whole, like, you know, those things you buy.
This is right in my wheelhouse.
Oh, good! Right.
This is like classically right in my wheelhouse. Come on,
right?
Dude.
So, and
I had footy pajamas that had Cincinnati Bengals in the ass. So I should be a Bengal fan. Come on,
okay.
All right, and move on with your point. Go ahead.
Okay, and then the other two moms in the neighborhood they bought them like Jets. You know, fake uniforms and Jets fake uniforms. So it was great. But anyway.
All right.
And also, I've been to Lambeau Field a dozen times, and I saw them all over. Okay, so that's the first point. Okay.
No one cares.
It's fraudulent, but go ahead.
I'm not fraudulent. I don't understand all the phone calls and emails about why not bring in Colin Kaepernick versus the other guys. Kaepernick is obviously more talented than the other guys that everyone has been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And the Eagles also brought in a felon in Michael Vick, but I'm not, but so that's a question for you guys. The other thing is, and maybe Tyrone can bring this quickly up on the screen. My main concern about your, defense, it has nothing to do with the defensive line, maybe the linebackers, but you guys face like six quality quarterbacks on your schedule. So I'm going to be looking for that when the Packers aren't playing.
It's a legitimate point. But this offense scored 30 points a couple years ago, and they were way less talented. So I'm thinking the Eagles put 35 on the board this year, and it's kind of tough to give up more than 35. We'll see. It's a classic. I couldn't have written the script better for that guy. Why do you like the Packers? Well, I was five. It's my auntie June gave me a Packers helmet. All right. Sean in Swedesboro, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sean.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
What's up, Sean?
How are you?
Good.
Okay. What if Tom's on Kaepernick? I think I was under the impression that when he settled that lawsuit with the NFL, it was here's your money, right off into the sunset.
Mm-hmm.
And we wouldn't hear from him again.
Yeah, probably that's what their aim was.
So does that make it harder for an owner to bring him back?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably against what the league wants.
Right. And he can't complain about it.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the value of my team. What I'm saying is that if Cody Kessler gets hurt, then what?
Trouble. And I'm a little old school where I believe they should be playing a quarter of every preseason game, and I know that's old school, but I don't want them to get hurt either. So it's like you're caught in this situation where you're damned if you do. I mean, Wentz hasn't even played a full season yet, as a starter.
His rookie year, he played a full season. And his rookie year, he did play all 16 games. But he didn't.
Was he the starter?
Yes. Okay. He took about five snaps in preseason that year. So, yeah, okay. I don't know if it matters that much, to be honest.
Right. Okay. So, you got any fan test tickets?
No, man. See, can't be asking for them.
I would say no.
Can't ask. We give you a chance to get them, and we're going to have probably another ticket raid somewhere down the line.
Oh, we have a ticket raid, online ticket raid on Tuesday. And also, Mike, on that Tuesday at that online ticket raid, you will make the final big announcement regarding
FanFest.
We have
another announcement next Tuesday.
Tuesday at 3 p.m.
All right.
Online ticket raid and big announcement from you, Mike.
Okay. Do you know what it is?
I do.
See this, Natalie? Are we?
We're chopped liver.
Are we late to the meetings?
What? Are we invited to the meetings?
No, apparently not.
Because I'm not.
John in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Oh, hey, no, Mike.
What's up, John?
Yeah, I initially called about the Pac-12. That was answered. But I like your position on Cap. That's it's not about this or that. It's about if we need that quarterback, we need a quarterback. Real pure and simple.
Yes. And if you're going to tell me that we'd rather sign Josh McCown, or I'd say, okay, all right, that's fine. I'm just talking about a quarterback who's out there available.
And I'll give you credit for taking the position you took, you know? Thanks a lot and a good show.
All right, thank you. It's very logical. You know, people are saying he has no ability. I don't know what to talk about. It's ridiculous. John in Bristol, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Mike, I am shocked at you because you forgot one quarterback in the Pac-12.
Who's
or
that?
Pac-10.
Who's that?
Norm Van Brocklin.
Yeah, we didn't want to go old school. So I don't even know who he played for. Who did Norm Van Brocklin play for?
I think he was UCLA.
Norm Van Brocklin, UCLA? Well,
it was, but the Pac-12 didn't exist. I think it was like Pacific Coast Conference.
There was no Pac-10 or Pac-12.
No, but what you've been
somebody said Alex Smith. Utah wasn't in the Pac-10 then when he played. Yeah, Norm Van Brocklin played. I don't know where he went. All right. Anyway, go ahead with your point. He went to Oregon. You're right. He went to Oregon.
About Kaepernick, the thing that you have to be worried about, he hasn't played in 2 years. We don't know what type of shape he's in.
He apparently is in really good shape. He works out every day.
But you need to know that he could take hits, which is something he's not going to be doing in practices right now. You need a guy who's going to be ready to get in game one, and he's going to take a hit if he's not physically ready to take
a hit. Who is it? Who do you have in mind? Who do you have in mind? I'm just going through the list of quarterbacks that are available. Who would be a better choice?
I'd like to trade for someone like Jacoby Brissett.
With who?
Jacoby Brissett.
Jacoby Brissett would be a better choice than Colin Kaepernick?
He's been playing, he's in shape, and he could take hits, and he could run.
He stinks. Jacoby Brissett stinks. Like, why would you want Jacoby Brissett? But one guy went to a Super Bowl. The other guy went to a Super Bowl. Jacoby Brissett has done what?
And Jake Arrieta was once a Cy Young type of pitcher, and what is he now?
Boy, you just...
People are the same and they change, you know?
All right, I got it.
Definitely been good at that time, but what is he now?
And that's a legitimate point. I don't know what he is now. So you bring him in, you work him out, and you see what he's got. But you seem to be against it on his face, and I'm curious to know why that is. Do you doubt his ability?
Not his ability. The man has ability, but we don't have him played for 2 years. It's asking a lot for any player.
Okay, all right. That's a fair point. I mean, I don't know. To a 2 year layoff, how it would affect him. I'm just saying. He's one of several guys that are available right now. All right. Let's come back. We got sound off right here on the Mike Missinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number 5 will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going.
Sound Off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705 is the Sound Off line. You need something to say, hit us up. Did you hit us up last night after the game? Let's see what we have to say on Sound Off.
To paraphrase Forrest Gump, and just like that, Eagles fans wanted to talk to that young man, Colin Kaepernick.
He decided he would just do a Gump impersonation. All right. Yeah. Whatever works.
It's time to give Colin Kaepernick a workout. It's a progressive team like the Eagles who are able to rehab Michael Vick's image. And now we have no backup quarterback. We have a Super Bowl roster, an injury-prone quarterback, and there's a guy with the most skill on the market, and he's been blacklisted from the NFL.
Doesn't look like it's going to happen. We talked to Tim Grants today. He said the quarterback coach kind of downplayed the whole Kaepernick possibility by saying, you know, we don't have a lot of tape on him lately.
I have no idea why people want to even entertain the idea of bringing that media circus to town with Kaepernick as a backup when he hasn't played in 3 years. Just go out and find Sam Bradford. Do we forget that in Peterson's first year, Bradford actually had an entire offseason in this offense before he was traded? The logical choice.
Not when you stink. It's not the logical choice. So what, you know, the offense or not. I don't know. Sam Bradford, he's pretty much run out of, you know. All right.
So, Mike, when you read the email, the guy said that he would rather the Eagles lose than sign Kaepernick. That narrative is just, isn't it tired now? Everybody knows why he was kneeling. Even people in this country who don't believe in what he was doing know exactly why he was kneeling. It was about social injustice, not about disrespecting the flag.
Yeah, nobody actually would actually want the Eagles to lose before they signed Kaepernick. So I know, like, it's an emotional reaction, so I didn't take it that seriously.
I know it's just the first preseason game, but Northwestern alum to be ashamed. Clayton Thorson looked like the second coming of Bobby Horning out there.
Well, you have to understand that, I don't know. Is Clayton, who knows how good Clayton Thorson is? He played against a lot of really good teams with an inferior team and had some success, right? But he's clearly not ready to play, which is why I say if Cody Kessler gets hurt, then what?
Please explain to me how you start Sean Rodriguez, Roman Quinn, and Andrew Knapp in a Major League Baseball game.
Righties against a tough left-hander. You know, the theory is not that crazy that you want to have right-handers to hit against Madison Bumgarner, but when it's Knapp and Rodriguez and Quinn, that's not exactly murderer's row there.
When you have one hit in a game, it's not any one player. It's not Bryce Harper's stance. It's the approach. It's coming from the manager at this point. The whole approach is off if we can only get one hit.
Yeah, there's a lot of things wrong. The approach is probably wrong, and you polluted these guys' heads with take instead of being aggressive. The other thing is they seem to be a dead team right now. They don't seem to have any verve to play the game, and that goes right to the head man's office.
The Foldian society will rear its head since our boy Sudsy broke his left wrist in the game.
Nobody brought up Foles today. Nobody.
I recognize that one Folesian guy who's called many times.
But he didn't say they shouldn't have got rid of Foles.
No.
Nobody can say that because that would have been an impossibility. So at least people are reasonable when it comes to that.
If you want to know the difference between a champion and a fraud, Wentz, Tom Brady last night, midfield, full gear, taking the coin toss for a preseason game, and your boy is on the sidelines in bubble wrap.
What does that matter? Wait, who cares? Brady put a uniform on. He didn't play, did he? Did Brady play?
I have no idea. I honestly didn't know.
Hey, what's the difference?
I wasn't paying attention.
He's not going to play, guy. He don't play. What's the sense of putting him in a uniform? He's not going to play.
Tough night. The hell of a way to start, losing your backup quarterback. But on the bright side, Carson Wentz and DeSean Jackson did look really good last night. So you got that going for you.
Obviously not an Eagle fan and a hater. And to this I say to you, sir, just watch the season and see where your team goes and where the Eagles go. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What is it?
Because I don't like
Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.
See you later. Oh, what a week, what a week, what a week. And next week, more excitement. We're going to add something to the Fan Fest on Tuesday. Special announcement. Coming up next, the Fanatic Baseball Show. See how Tunis is back with you. And on NBC Sports Philadelphia, stay tuned for Quick Slants. Everybody have a great weekend. And we'll talk to you Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.